Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the Warmaster Podcast, episode 74 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to our show. Today's episode title is called Episode 74, Triple Trouble.
Triple Trouble.
Three-way.
That sounds like a wrestling term as well. Everything comes back to wrestling.
For me, it does,
You bought a wrestling game as well. That's coming. In Paul's varied worlds. It's coming soon to a story near you. Are you going to put that in the section about the Colchester Games Fair, or is it going to go into Paul's World?
Yeah. It's going to go into
Paul's World. Excellent. Party time.
Yeah, you know it.
Okay, right, so we're the Triple Trouble, and as we always start with, the most important section, Paul's World.
So I am off night shifts, Barry, so if I start, like, you know, being quiet or something, you have to, like, poke me to...
This is when you're deadliest.
When I'm deadliest.
Deadliest. Of the no sleep.
Of the no sleep category. So what have I been doing?
So we've got 1 week. This is a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday the 10th.
Tuesday the 10th, yeah. So, okay. So I wasn't down the gaming club on Wednesday, so I haven't got a game to, like, talk about of anything. But I do have... No, because I was there. I was working on Wednesday.
No game for a whole week?
Of, like, not a organised game, but I have got the Colchester Games Fair, which is something we're going to talk about. But I now own a full Kislev army.
As you do.
And so I was putting them together, and I brought along, like, one of my favourite models in the range is the War Wagon, which is a lovely little thing.
Well, it's not little, is it?
It's not little, but it fills a whole base completely. And then you've got the four horses filling another base with its interesting rules. Obviously, Warmaster Revolution went with the Kislev Tournament Army, which has now become the Kislev Army List.
Yep.
It's interesting because I was putting together the army. Now, obviously, that range of models was done for an older army list, which had less options in it. So, when I was clipping all the models, putting them, cleaning up the flash and putting them blue tack them onto bases, I was looking at that like, okay, so what could I use to represent these two extra units if I wanted to? Because in the army list, they have... Because originally the old Kislev army list had just knights, which were the same as Empire.
Generic knights.
And the current list has your winged lancers, which have armor of 5, and which they're represented because they're the original knight models, and these horse archers, which are represented the original models, your light cav. But then it has this option called Cossacks, who have a ranged attack and 5+ armor save. And I'm like looking at them, and I'm like, what? How would I represent Cossacks with a range, range 15, if I wanted to include them in this army list? So, interesting, actually, looking at... I've got the army list here. Why are Winged Lancers are 3-3-5 for 100 points, while Cossacks are 3-1-3-5 for 95 points?
There must be another rule that you're not talking about.
The Winged Lancers have an extra one on the charge, don't they? Yeah. Hang on. Look at it.
Yeah. So they're like chariots.
Yeah.
There you go. It sounds too cheap. Yeah, then. It's like, 5 points is too cheap.
Hang on,
like, as always with chariots.
Yeah. So, and I was looking at it. I was like, well, what would I use to Cossacks? And I don't. And also, do you want to have Cossacks? Because for 75 points in the Kislev, you've got horse archers, which are 3-1-3-6 armor. So, you could use them to represent either Cossacks or horse archers. But I suppose you could paint a unit differently. And then say that the blue ones are Cossacks, the whatever ones are.
You could just import some historical stuff.
Yeah, I suppose.
If you can get it similar scale.
I suppose you could, but I don't see any with those two. Like, there's a unit that's very similar. Why do you need the difference? But the one that I am interested in, like, okay, how can I represent this? Is because you have your bowmen and your axemen, which are your standard, Empire infantry, effectively, the same points and stuff. But you have this infantry called Red Guard, who are three attacks with one shooting, which is armor piercing because they have handguns.
Okay, so
three hits handgunners. And 5+ armor, and they come in at 90 points, and you can have at most two units in an army, Red Guard. So I was like, okay, so how can I represent Red Guard? Now, you could paint two units of Axemen, like red, to represent the Red Guard.
We are red.
Yeah, but equally, these War Wagon models come with tons of models as part of that set. Like, you get a whole range of Axeman guys, your whole range of missile guys. You can only fit three, maybe four models, four models in the war wagon itself. So you've got you've got tons of spare ones in the pack, the blister pack that is Kislev war wagon. So it's like, I'm thinking of...
And you only need two units maximum.
Well, yeah, and you can only have two units. So I'm thinking of maybe stretching them out to be this other unit. Because they are actually different. They're just like Axeman. They're actually quite a bit different. You know, like, so they have a place in the army list if you needed some heavier infantry. So anyway, that was a little thing. I was just like, at the moment on my project table is just like, I'm just weighing up what I could, because I could supplement their numbers out with some of the spare character models and supplement their numbers out with some Empire skirmishes, for example, like just to bulk out the numbers of models, etc. to make six stands. Anyway, you know, privilege, yeah, like hardly a...
First world problems.
And also, I have gotten a date for the next Warmaster tournament that I'm running.
Hurrah. Yeah.
That'll come in. Do we do events later?
Like, we can do events later. You can talk about it now. You can talk about it later. Talk about it both.
Okay, just simply, I booked a date. So, January the 6th, Saturday, will be Bunker Warmaster 5 in Colchester in Essex. It probably won't include lunch this time, but that will be reflective in the ticket price. I've spoken to Andy today. They're struggling with food or something. So for the moment, so if it doesn't include lunch, it's not in the ticket price. It'll be less.
Wow.
Yeah.
How can it be cheaper than it already is?
Well, exactly. But the tickets aren't live yet. And I asked him how many people can we have, and he said 6x4 now will be maximum is 24 players in 40k. So that's what the tournament will be. Oh, yeah, and they basically, because they've updated their website, they've got a new way of booking stuff. So I'll need to pay for the event up front, and then I'll get reimbursed like on the day the ticket prices that have been sold.
Okay.
So that's a fair way to work it. You know, it's like, so what I'd do is I'd pay for a 24-man event, in a sense, and then get reimbursed all the ticket prices. You know, for what it is. Yeah. Basically, if that's the way he wants to work it, it's fine. So with yourself, Barry...
It saves him having an event with no players he's coming on a Saturday to do.
Yeah, exactly. So with yourself, Barry, when it goes live, like, buy a ticket, because they'll be capped at 24. There won't be any extra.
No extras.
And not that I think it would sell out, but it could, because if the last two... Sam Walden's have sold out.
Yeah, but they're nearer the midriff of England. Colchester's a little bit far out on an axis there on the east.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But if it does sell out, then there won't be extras. You know, so I don't, you know, it's easier if you buy a ticket and I'll be obviously purchasing a ticket myself. And then once it caps. But yeah, that's good.
Why would you need a ticket, sir? You're running it, aren't you? You're not going to be running the game, playing the game, none of this.
I don't know. Well, we'll wait and see. I mean,
we're not waiting to see. This is what happened last time, and in the end, I ended up not playing.
No. Well, you didn't play last time, so.
But neither did you, because you were the spare player.
Well, exactly. I mean, so.
But one of us has to be spare player each time, and then one of us runs it.
Mm.
And that otherwise, you can't have two spare players. That doesn't work.
No, of course not. Yeah. Anyway, that's the important thing is right now is that's the date it will be, and the tournament pack will be scenarios off the compendium. So it'll be, you know, like it'll be the scenarios that are available free online. I'll put together that pack at some point, update it, and work out how we're going to do the points for them and how do we run a tournament off that. So that's all good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't think it will have either of the defend the village or
defend the village.
No, but like
so good.
Well,
defend the.
Well, you might need to represent it on 12 tables though.
Just bits of cardboard.
Bits of cardboard, I suppose. Yeah.
Just print it out.
Print it out. You reckon? Yeah. So you're a shrewd fan.
Yeah, definitely.
We'd have to play it a few more times. Yeah, well. Yeah, like, and we also got to try Wagon Train.
Wagon Train, that's next on the list. Wagon Train. We can't play this weekend, unfortunately, because they don't do scenarios.
Yep.
It's just the pitch battle, isn't it?
Yep, it's just pitch battle.
Right, so what's next on Paul's World?
So those are quite big things. I think that's it, really, for me.
You're not going to talk about this Alistra Militarum.
Yeah.
Shibba shabba. You don't bother writing it down now.
Yeah, of course not. Sorry. So, good thing I brought this to remind me. Basically, on Wednesday, I'm playing Dave Downs. And
Diamond Dave.
Diamond Dallas Dave. Yeah, like, and so he's got his Primaris Marines. And I don't want to use my Marines, because same on same, any game, the same side is never the good matchup, is it? It's never as interesting.
It's never the best matchup.
No, it's not. It's the worst. So, okay, so what can I use? And I was like, Chaos at the moment. I'd need to proxy a lot to use the army I'd want to use. Aha! So I could try Genes of the Cult, but Genes of the Cult are rubbish, you know, like. And I told you last time that the new Codex was coming out. Well, this is it, the new Codex I have in my hand here. Very strong. Very strong.
Very strong.
Oh, it could be the strongest Codex, in fact.
Holy moly.
Because you can get a lot of guys, and you can get a lot of tanks, which are cheap, and I've gotten better.
Yep.
You know, and you can start being dirty.
There's potential for everybody to be dirty in this game. But what about those hotshot las guns?
Yeah, they are strangely good, aren't they? Compared to your regular las gun.
Yeah. They're almost as good as bolters.
It's like if you have a las gun, which eventually fires a light bulb, you know, like, but you plug in a real battery onto it, it suddenly packs a hell of a punch.
Are they like standard fare now?
For the basically the stormtroopers, the elite choice. There's not the core choice.
Yeah, but you can run whole armies of elite stuff.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, but like for them, it would be their standard firearm, yeah.
And they're almost as good as bolters, I think, aren't they? Strength 4.
In fact...
There's no AP on bolters.
I'll bring it to you. Like, I think they're actually better. Yeah, like in some senses.
What?
Tempestus.
God damn. Yeah, Imperial Guard. Yes. You're just supposed to be there to die. God.
Here we go. A Scions. So your hotshot las gun. Range 18. Rapid fire once. That means you're firing twice at range 9.
Hmm.
Strength 3, but it's got -2 armor, armor piercing. Mm-hmm. -2. This is more than bolt guns are none, and bolt rifles are -1. Mm-hmm. This is -2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good against Terminators and stuff.
No, anything with armor. It's like
anything with
minus
armor.
Two on a standard firearm. It's -2. That's like nobody else has got that.
They've got to have something going for them. So you've got a lovely new book.
Yeah, yeah.
Full of cheese. Yeah,
well, I mean, I was looking through it on my night shifts, and fluff is good. I like the way, like, if you delve seriously into doing guard, like, it's a lovely way. It shows you guides on what makes up a guard platoon and company and everything, if you wanted to go down that route. And obviously, so I can tap into Clarkey's legions of, like, Imperial Guard models. And so I'm going to throw against Dave quite a fun list. I'm quite looking forward to using it.
And he's just got basic Marines.
So he's got your Primus Marines. So he's going to have...
Well, just, there's nothing else.
No, he's going to have your squads of bolt rifles, your squads with those plasma guns. He's going to have a couple of dreadnoughts because he likes them. And he's going to have a flyer. The only thing non-Primaris is he's got one of the Storm Talon things, one of the Space Marine flyers.
Right.
So I'm going to shoot it out of the air with a Hydra. Yeah, basically, it's like, that's what you take to shoot air power. You take an anti-aircraft platform, and I'll just blast it out of the sky. Or he'll blat me first. But either way, I'll then drown him in dice. You know?
It'll be interesting, because he's... I don't know which anti-tank they have apart from the plasma guns.
The plasma guns. So hopefully... I mean, I don't know. Like, I'll have to see... Because I have to see what he goes in and like how he goes out. But I'll try to outrange them. So...
Okay.
I'm taking 5 Lehman Russes.
Just the 5.
Yeah.
Just
so like five. I'll see what can kill each other first.
Okay.
But yeah, and also what I think is nice is, so you say I've talked about this before with GW ranges of like their current game systems, is that some are better than others. So in your guard, right? So you have plastic Cadians, like they're quite up to date. The Catagens, you know, the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, the Junk Predators.
Predators.
Commando. Well,
they're a bit, or like, you know, like 90s. There's some older ones, and they're just ridiculously stacked. At least the rules reflect this now with their codex rules. And it's like, fair enough. But then you have all these other really cool regiments, but they don't, they're either very old metal models, or they're kitbashed. And like, I mean, and I love the look of this one they showcased, which was a Venturi Noble Guardsman. It's old Empire models with Guardsman pieces, and they just look really cool. Like they're on the bottom right there, Barry.
Yeah. Well, these fellas. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not sure about this fella.
No, I like the look of that. Yeah.
Do you now? So if you can imagine, they've all got like peacock feathers.
Yeah.
And World War II, World War One German helmets.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Brilliant.
That looks good.
The Kaiser is here.
Basically. But so I just don't think with GWs, they could release a lot of plastic guards. Yeah,
nobody's
kits.
Buying them, mate. There's only you and the guy that made them's interested.
What? Who?
In the Kaisers, oh, okay, with the bird feathers in there.
Fair enough.
Well, anyway, whatever floats your boat, that's the whole thing. It's your hobby, you do it your way.
Yeah, no, I know. But it's just like, just looking over, like, okay, so they've done a very good guard codex. It's just, they haven't done any new guard models. And what would they need to do is they need to do another regiment of plastic guardsmen. Would it be cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, just bring it up today. Because basically, because like your Death Guard are all models are all under a year old. So,
yeah, still, how are they? You're still waiting.
Well, some aren't even out.
It's like, come on, fellas, yeah, get on with it.
So they look really good, but it's just like, you know, there was a criticism I saw on Bella Lost Souls about this. They were criticized, like the Eldar Codex is coming up, and like their range is old. Yeah, like, and they've got some models which are old enough to drink, like they're 23 years old, and it's like they need to be updated or something. Yeah, you know? But it's
space.
Difficult. It must
Nobody
be
wants to play space elves.
I think a lot of people do, Barry.
No, they don't.
Like,
no, they don't. Nobody loves elves. Mm-hmm. Not even their mothers. So, is that it?
Because
that's from the other thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, we'll talk about the Girls Games Fair. Something else, so, like the community GW email that came out today had got tips for Death Guard. I'll talk you through them later.
Really?
Like tactical tips. Do you want me to talk you through them?
If you want to laugh, is it going to be filth, or is it just going to be like, don't forget to hide your tanks?
Well, yeah, you play exclusively Death Guard, so here is the 7 top tips for playing Death Guard. Okay, so
number 1, play TIE first.
Says here, the Death Guard are durable, but watch out for morale. Basically, you can lose guys who fail morale tests.
Well, I don't take morale tests.
Great.
Poxwalkers, yeah, don't, so.
The Death Guard are slow but relentless. The Death Guard have a decidedly mid-range and melee army, but their 5-inch move may throw you at first. However, they can make sure of their, remember their core rules, inexorable advance. Yeah, advance and shoot. 3, the Death Guard might not kill you straight away, but they'll get you in the end.
They will.
They lack any spike damage units, but they...
Spike damage?
Spike damage
like
units.
Spiky, like
with a high number of special
bits.
Weapons. But the trade-off is a steady trickle of mortal wounds that the army deals out. There you go. Count those command points.
Count them.
Thanks to versatile troops choice, the relentless Poxwalkers and the never ever useful Plague Marines, you can get high command point army. Make use of them.
Make it.
Demon engines and Primarchs are still demons. So they have the Demon Primarch. Prince, and of course, all these units benefit from nearby demonic characters such as the Herald of Nurgle, mm-hmm, as well as powerful demonic psychic powers. Might be worth adding a few demons to your list for this reason,
yep,
or even summoning them mid-battle.
Yep.
Make sure you summon Plague Bearers, obviously. Yep. And then pick the right specialist for the job. The elite's choice in the Death Guard army is packed with unusual character.
Packed.
Let you specialize your army.
Packed.
Like such as the Tallyman, Noxious Blightbringer, Plague Surgeon, Foul Blightspawn. Basically choose the right tool for the job.
Correct.
And 7 is fight the long war. Thanks to the Heretic Astartes keyword, Chaos Space Marines, make natural allies to a Death Guard army. Abaddon the Despoilers Mark of Chaos Ascend can help the Death Guard overcome any issues of morale, so you could ally them with regular Chaos to have like a 2.
But I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm just saying you could. That's what
but
it says.
But I wouldn't.
You know,
so that's it. Yeah, there's no real insight into the filth that is available. I stay away from the filth. I promise you. I take stuff that's reasonable. I'm not going to take something that doesn't work. But filth.
Yeah. Well, it's all filthy. It's Death Guard.
Right. So the real filth, mm-hmm, is, for example, you can cast a spell on your little pox knockers.
Yep.
That means that anything that dies in a unit within 7 inches of them becomes a pox knocker.
Nice.
So they don't have to kill it in melee.
Yep.
Tanks can shoot this stuff.
Yeah.
Or the enemy can shoot your stuff. Yeah. And they just all become pox knockers, all of them.
Well, does it, regardless of what has died?
Yeah.
Tank dies.
No, not tanks. So say you've got like a screen of 40 cultists up front.
Yeah.
And you shoot the cultists.
Yeah.
And all those cultists become poxwalkers.
Nice.
So you start off with a unit of 20 and you end up with a unit of 60.
So hang on. So in that situation, my 40 cultists, you kill 39 of them.
No, my 40 cultists.
Oh, your 40 cultists.
Yeah,
right. Oh, okay.
I have them in front of the army.
Oh, so not enemy models. Not enemy models.
It can be any model.
Oh, so my model.
Yeah.
All right. So my I've got a unit of 40 cultists.
Oh, that's a dream come true.
Okay,
then.
So you kill 39 of them. So you those 39, you get 39 more blight poxwalkers.
Yep.
And then I use my stratagem to bring back that full unit of cultists.
Again.
And I like, we're going to have a riot of models on this table. Oh, it's true. Like, but then you can kill them as well, and you'll end up with another 40 pox knockers.
So you basically have unlimited, and you can recycle all these cultists into things that are worth twice the points.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do it in melee, you can do it at range. Yeah, great. That's brilliant. Yeah. Excellent. And you can shoot them off, because you can make them shoot them. You can make them shoot the nearest thing. So you make them shoot the cultists.
Right.
Then become the poxwalkers.
Sounds very War Machine.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think that's the stupidest one that I've seen that I'm obviously not going to do.
Yeah.
Unless I'm playing somebody stupid, and then I will do it.
Yep.
Is that, you know, what's the stronger grenade?
Crack grenade?
The other grenade, the D6 grenade. Was it?
A frag grenade.
No. I think we got blight grenades.
Blight grenades. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Right. So they're strength 3.
Yep.
D6. Mm-hmm. D6 shots each, and they're a plague weapon. So you reroll ones. Okay. You get this stupid boosty man who brings along hyper blight grenades for himself and all the squad he's with.
Yeah.
So you put like him and 9 plague marines, dirt cheap plague marines, and a rhino, and you run them at what, summing good, maybe.
Yeah.
And then you've got 10 D6, so that's on average 35, strength 4.
Right.
Because they get increased in strength. They do 2 damage each. So it's 35, strength 4, 2 damage each. And any rolls of 6 cause a mortal wound in addition.
Who's this? What's this unit? Hang on, what's this?
You know, they were laughing about, oh, these elite choices can make.
Yeah.
So one of these elite choices.
Yeah.
Makes your blight grenades into hyper blight grenades.
Right, okay.
And they throw D6 each.
Yeah. But you can only throw one grenade.
No, and then you can use a command point to make them all throw.
Oh, okay.
So that's like 10 D6, strength 4, do 2 damage each, and any rolls of 6 is a mortal wound in addition. Ow. And you go like, that's preposterous.
That's delete.
It's just like whatever it is.
Yeah, because I realised the other day that a unit can only throw one grenade. Yeah. One model can throw a grenade.
Unless you use one of your strategic command pointed shibber shabbers.
Then there's a guard one that allows you to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the game's full of cheese.
Oh,
it's there to do with Discover. And play it if you want.
Did you see that? This is interesting, though. Like, Rodders put up, I said, like, 40k, should I play it? And The Abusive Mistress. And people were like, you know, going back and forth, like the pros and cons. And it's interesting because it's like I listed like the pros and cons are. Like the pros are it allows you to play people that you probably haven't played in a while at a very common like game that's live. And it's fun. You know, like it's a good rule set. The negatives are that I imagine at any serious tournament, it'll be too whack for you to enjoy it. Yeah, like
bonkers.
Yeah, exactly.
Bonkers. Unless you live and breathe it,
and
you bring your filth for their filth.
Exactly. That's like the biggest negative. But also, I talk about the model ranges, like some, and also the codex problem, where armies that have codexes are better than armies that don't.
That's
have
always
codexes.
The case. Newest
that's
codex
gonna be,
wins.
That's gonna be, well, no, not no. Look, this. Well, no, this is the newest codex. But like, no. Like, I don't.
Newest codex always won.
I don't think it will be as simple as that. But we'll see. Yeah,
that's what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you accept that, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Play it, don't play it. But we are not the 40k podcast.
No, we're not.
No,
we'll shut up about it.
So what's next on the list? I've played Magic this week. It was all right. It was standard.
What else have you
blah blah.
What are these about?
Oh, they're for you to take to the club. I've sold them. Right. Basically, I bought some First Strike kits, took the Nurgle out, sold the rest.
Why not just buy a set of Plague Bearers? Like,
because you get like it's like buy one get one free effectively.
Right. So what were the scenery pieces?
Oh, it's just
were they cardboard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. No, you like buy one unit and the other one's free effectively. Mm-hmm. Buttons. So what's next on the list, sir?
Chaos sponsorship. Attention. If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR multicase. KR multi-cases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR multi-case today. Soft foam, hard cases.
So welcome back. And what is our next topic, Paulus?
So Culture Games Fair.
Colchester Games. Let's keep this. So we've got in 25 minutes. So what happened on the Colchester Games Fair?
Basically, it was a setup by this guy, Rob, who wanted to have a games fair in Colchester, which hadn't happened before. So he did it out of Colchester Art Centre, which is an old church, which is... Is a nightclub by the looks of it. No, it can be. It's definitely got...
It's got everything going on in there. It's like definitely a music venue. And a bar.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, and the lighting was obviously good because it's set up for like stage show. Anyway, our gaming club, Chelmsford Bunker, we said that we would go down and do a demo game.
Yep.
A participation one. And that's what we did. And it was the Marvel/DC miniatures game.
Marvel.
Mostly Marvel. And
I mean, I'm all for the dead games.
That's our club. But yeah, I mean, it was good promotion for our club with our banner. And, I did it with Eric and Roscoe.
And how much Marvel did they sell?
Well, no.
Almost at the end. So, did you enjoy the game? Yeah. I'm sorry, but you can't buy it anywhere.
No, it was cool. It was like there was a lot of demoing to kids. And it was a lot more busy than I thought it was going to be.
I was laughing so much because... basically, the parents were coming in, dropping all the kids on Paul and Eric and going shopping.
Yeah, it looked like it, didn't it?
There was like about 20 kids around the table.
All going, I want to use Hulk.
Let me have Hulk.
Let me have Hulk. And it's like, kind of imbalances it, but okay. But yeah, we worked it out. I mean, it was fun. Yeah, and it's fun to interact with the kids like there. Yeah, it's like...
It was interesting to see local vendors.
Yeah.
So somebody that made some tokens, somebody made some scenery.
Yeah, and I got some tokens.
I had a little bit of Blackgate miniatures just like showing people what's coming and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it was fishing in a very small pond with a very small rod.
I just said, like, you'd be better off just going around to the people's houses and just like touting your wares.
Encyclopedia salesman. Yeah. But no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never know.
But, I was on the Marvel DC table, and Roscoe brought the scenery. The scenery was fantastic. It was
unbelievable.
From a company called Foreground, and they're detailed kits, but they're pre-painted, and they look good. So it was fantastic. Like, the table looked nice, and Marvel's such a fun game that, it attracted a lot of attention.
I was amazed at what a killer Spider-Man was.
Yeah, he is.
For some reason, everybody was up on the building and he was just chucking them off.
He's like, pretty strong. The buildings were high, and to anybody who didn't fly, if he was dangerous up there, anybody who's like sets up like a sniper is going to get thrown off that building. And once the kids worked out, that was the good thing to do. They were doing it a lot. Yeah.
Good for them. And you bought a little bit of Tut.
Interesting. Just something I just mention about it is that at the Bring and Buy, which was mostly board games, that a guy brought down two boxes of Epic, and I was like, oh Barry, have a look at that, like see what's in there.
It's too much dollar for me to whack out.
Well, no, it was, and what they were like a box of Space Marine stuff and a box of Imperial Guard stuff. Like 50 quid each. And when I was... But a lot of blisters, like dozen, plus blisters, like from the Epic 40,000 range. So because they did different editions of the game.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things I find hardest to get
my
head around.
Yeah, it is tricky. Yeah. Because and the models do look a little differently. Like in one, the Epic 40,000, they have a lot of baggage. Like they'll have camo rolls on the sides of vehicles. While... in another version, they don't.
They're very clean.
Clean. And anyway, I looked through both these boxes and I was like, it crossed my mind. Like, I could buy these for cash, which is what the guy is wanting. And you could then take the bits that you wanted, that you could use, and then sell the stuff on eBay. And you'd probably end up making a bit of money on that.
The common stuff's all over eBay. Especially Space Marine stuff.
Yeah. But I was thinking about it. And I was just like, the thing is... And I like a bring and buy. You could do that. But ultimately, is it worth... Say you'd end up profit of, £100, say. Mm. Would it be worth the hassle of the boxing and the time?
Couple go missing and all that kind of shababbles. So you bought it net, because we need to get on.
Yeah.
You spent the £5 and got some Razorbacks.
Yeah. So what I did is somebody actually bought the Imperial Guard box, but I looked through that and there was only one or two pieces I'd really want anyway. And it was the same in the Space Marine one. And so that didn't sell. So I propositioned the guy afterwards. I was like, there's a couple of things in here I would take. Can I proposition you for them? Mm-hmm. So I took three blisters home.
Three? What price?
£10.
For three?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's less than what it says on here, and this is from God knows when.
Yeah, yeah.
1997. Mm-hmm. Potentially.
Yep. Well, so that's quite cool. Yeah, it's like, anyway, because they were, yeah, I do like Epic. I mean, yeah, I'm a fan of it. And we intend to play a game at some point, don't we, Barry?
We do. It's on the list. It's on the list. It's on the list. Maybe this weekend, maybe.
So, yeah, I mean, it was just a general
thing. We're out this weekend, aren't we? We're going to talk about it later. Yeah.
Which is just a general thing about, like, if you saw something where you could make some money, like depending on how much it was, like, is it really worth the hassle of buying something just to sell it on eBay because you know you're going to?
No.
I don't think it is. Yeah.
Because this, I've had some arguments with some of close friends about stuff like this. It's like, yeah. I'm not motivated by money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I thought something needed changing, but it was going to cost me money, like in this Kickstarter, at the moment, I'll be honest, the two models that I'm not happy with are the Savage Kin and the Yeti, because there's only three models per unit.
Yes.
And I don't like it. And all the way along, I've been saying I don't like it. And people are saying, well, if you get more sculpts done, it's just coming out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Because you've already committed to only doing three. And I said, well, I want four because it looks better and it gives you some variety between the stands. Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of overlap between the stands, but the stands don't have to look the same.
Yeah.
And the same with the cannoneers, I think I stuck at four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think I'm just going to do it anyway. Because I think the deadline's already slipped a little bit because of my sculptor, Robbie.
Yeah.
And that's going to cost me money out of my pocket.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to give me back. I haven't promised to do it to anybody. Yeah. So I'm not. But yeah, I'm not motivated by money. I want it to look good.
Exactly. And it's like,
nobody's going to say, oh, why did you do a fourth model?
Yeah. Well, it's admirable, because it comes back to me myself. It's like, in terms of like hobby stuff, it's like, well, you know, I'm not doing this hobby as a way to earn money, am I? It's like, yeah. The amount you can make is not going to pay your mortgage, is it? It's not. It's token bits of money at that.
Yeah, just hobby money.
Yeah,
and then with my painter Alex. Mm-hmm. He's doing it for buttons, ain't he? Yeah. He just does it so he can justify buying stuff, I swear. Yeah. So he said, I earned some money, so I can go buy stuff. He tells his missus.
Yeah, or he tells himself.
Tells himself or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it's like buttons. I can't even think about paying it for the money I'm paying him. I think it's $4.50 a unit or something.
Nice. Yeah. That's your empire.
And he's got an Araby army at the moment. So anyway, so next thing is Signora della Roveri Tornamenta. I don't know if it's tournament. It says tournament in Pesaro, Italy. I don't know what rule set they ran up, but it went this weekend.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be interesting to include it in here. And if we do find tournaments on the interwebs,
So they linked it. They linked it on Facebook. And how many players?
Oh, yeah, that's a fair point, sir. 14 players. 14.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's the size of our last one, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Winners were Non Morti, which is Tomb Kings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what rule set they're using. I don't think it's Revolution, but it could be.
Could be.
And then it was High Elves, and then Orcs and Goblins.
I'd like to have known what the Orcs and Goblins list was. Like the guy who came third.
Yeah. And then Demons, Dark Elves. Ooh, what is that word? Oh, Lizardmen. That's why I couldn't recognise that one. Lizardmen. And then we have Tomb Kings, Norse, Nippon, High Elf, Empire, Chaos... Wood Elves, I guess that is. And then Orcs and Goblins.
Yeah.
So a nice turnout.
Nice spread. There's only two armies copied there? Goblins twice?
Tomb Kings twice. Yeah. And High Elves twice.
Not bad out of 14 players. No, only so three repeats.
So 11 armies.
Yeah.
That's one of the great things about War Master.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to talk about tournaments in a minute, and I'm struggling to choose a list.
Yeah.
Because the draw of Leadership 10 is too strong. I was talking to JJ.
You don't want to be the weak member of your team, do you?
JJ, is Alexander? JJ Alexander?
Oh, the guy from LA.
Yeah, drinking in LA. Yeah. So I was talking to him, and I swear, the more I think about it, the solution from moving from High Elves to Tournament High Elves was the wrong solution.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because they were trying to fix problems, and in effect, the only problem with that list is the Leadership 10 general. If it didn't have it, nothing else would matter, wouldn't it? Because you couldn't get the Reavers into the right position, because you're only Leadership 9.
Yeah, not as regularly, yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't get the Bolt Throwers into the right position all the time, because you're only Leadership 9. Just the same as an Empire Leader.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think a bit.
Yeah. So what are, what are you saying, Barry? You're saying,
I'm not saying anything. I've said it before. I've said, if it was left to me, everybody would have a leadership nine general and it would be outside the list.
Yeah.
So just take it off the list. And then you've got 2,000 points to spend on stuff that's not your general.
Oh, okay. So a general is leadership nine in regard in any army?
Yeah. It's only, the only one it boosts is orcs and goblins.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody else is leadership nine anyway.
And you pay no points for a general.
No points.
But what about if the general can cast magic?
Well, then you'd have to have an upgrade, I guess. You'd have to pay for an upgrade.
Right, okay.
I think the normal leadership nine is 125, isn't it? So anything deviating from the 125, you'd have to pay for.
Float it on the committee.
I think we've talked about it in the past. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's too radical a departure because it really does change high elves, dark elves and dwarves quite a lot.
As in it makes them fairer?
certainly, you would have to look at their lists again. Couldn't leave them in the, you couldn't leave the high elf tournament list because then why would you bother playing them? Because they're just shit empire.
Yeah, there's no extra units.
Their artillery is worse than Empire's artillery.
Yeah.
They've got eagles, but that's not enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the only thing high elves have got going for them now is leadership 10.
Yep. Mm. It's pretty good, isn't it?
No. And it's enough. It's enough. I'm finding myself drawn to it. As soon as we get the weekend, it's like, but the leadership turn.
That train's never late. It's like, can you roll less than a 10?
Sometimes it steals the game on its own.
Yep, it does.
Leadership
it does.
10.
Yep.
Like you say, sometimes you're playing a guy that's never played the game before.
And
he's
struggled.
Giving you a shirin.
And it's like, ow.
Goddamn. Just because he's got leadership 10 general.
Yep.
So, yeah. But anyway, so what's next on our list?
So, wanted to talk about this Italian tournament.
Yeah, so Italian tournament, and if we do find any other tournaments from anywhere and everywhere, we'll publish the results online.
It'd be interesting to list. Just it's very interesting to see you the 1, 2, 3. What armies are 1, 2, 3? Yeah, like at the very least, because it's like I'd like in this case, an Orc and Goblin list came third. They must have won some games then. I'd be interested to know what their list was.
I think the first Bunker War Master thing, I think we had an Orc and Goblin unbeaten going into round three. Navs. Because these giants overperformed massively.
Yeah, because every game. He's a lucky guy.
Like, they were just smashing the shit out of everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
16 attacks.
Yep.
So, but it's interesting, Tomb Kings won.
Yeah.
Because Tomb Kings are solidly good.
Yep.
Yeah, solidly
enduring.
You've
got watches, but we've got time.
What's next, sir?
Main topic: Triwizard triples.
Are we onto that
teams
already?
Teams list rules.
I need you to come pick me up, all right? I got bit by fucking disease, dog. God damn it!
So the main topic is Triwizard triples.
The Triwizard triples, which is this Saturday.
I better tell the wife.
Yeah.
So, my team is Kingdom of Men.
Right.
It's me, Steve, and Ian.
So what are they using?
Ian's using Araby.
Yep.
Which I think he used at the last
event. Yeah, he's got an Araby.
Double elephants.
Yep.
That's pretty.
They kill rats. They kill Skaven good.
They kill Skaven good. If there's one thing that chaff infantry don't want to face, it's elephants on the charge.
Yep.
That's billions of attacks.
And you're dead.
With terror. Billions of attacks.
Yep.
So two units of them. And some other shenanigans, no doubt. They've not got a lot going for them, apart from the magic carpet and the elephants. Yep. And the spell list is good.
Yep.
Yep.
And the fact they got the magic lamp that gives you three wishes. That's Aramie.
Steve's using Bretonian.
Yep. He likes Bretonians.
They're good. Mm-hmm. They have their place. And I'm using Empire at the moment. So I don't know what
but
will
how
happen.
But how are you going to do the Empire list?
Well, I'll talk about it now. I've got three builds.
Oh, I see, right.
No, I've got two builds. Right. So at the moment, I've got my High Elf list, which is a 4-byte list, which isn't going to be Silverhelm mad, although I couldn't go too low on Silverhelm, could I?
Yeah.
So I'll talk.
Why don't you be Dogs of War?
Get bent. I'll tell you the problem with Dogs of War. It's the same problem with the Elven bolt throwers. Yep. It's the range of
the range of their cannons.
So it's like, I get one shot off, then the cavalry kill me.
Yep.
So, the High Elf list I will run on Saturday, if I run High Elf, and I just...
But that isn't, they ain't men.
I know.
All right, go on.
The Kingdom of Men and the people that rule them. So the Spearmen, 8 of, because I want 2 big brigades of Spearmen.
Do you need? I'm using my elves have been lent out. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and then we'd have 2 bolt throwers and 2 archers in a brigade.
Mm-hmm.
I like that brigade.
pretty pokey. Pretty shoots a bit.
It's 18 shots. Now it's only 6 hit on threes and 12
well,
hit on fours.
You cast a spell and some more shoot.
Yeah, yeah. I've got wizard in this. So that can be a bit pokey, especially against low armor stuff. And with the leadership 10 general, it tends to get where it wants to get.
Yep.
Even at speed 10. We've got 2 eagles, because eagles is good. And then just the 6 silver helm.
Ooh. That's a low. Okay, fair enough. Only 6. It's still a lot.
It is a lot. I'm not going to argue. But then I was trying to think Reavers, but Reavers now are shit. They've got 6 up armor and they've got bows that hit on fours. Well, that ain't doing it for me.
I don't think they're rubbish, but okay, go on.
For my list. Yep. And then we got a general hero on a dragon, because you've got it with the Sword of Might. And I got a wizard.
Yep.
So I've got redundancy now. I've got if I lose the dragon wizard, dragon hero, I've still got something that can hold her.
Mm-hmm. Breakpoint.
Breakpoint 10.
Still good.
God damn.
All right, I like that. Yeah.
Okay, that's list one. So list two, lizardmen.
Yep.
So obviously Kingdom of Men again. So
and lizardmen who are
who made everything, obviously. So the 4 skinks we've got to have. I'll brigade them. Hide them.
Yep.
Unless we're facing cannons. 8 Saurus in 2 brigades of 4.
Yep.
They're even meaty. These are meaty.
These are
stingy.
Yeah, they're good.
4 cold, 1 cavalry. Best cavalry in the game. We have 2 pterodons. They're pretty tasty. But then we have the Slan, who doesn't do anything apart from cast spells. 3 skink heroes, 2 skink shaman. And then we have a Saurus hero kitted out for fighting with a Carnosaur.
Yep.
Ring of Magic, Scroll of Dispel.
Yep. Okay.
Rate 9.
Yep.
But I'm only exposing 8 Saurus, 4 cold ones to the Pterodon. So it's quite hard to get those 9, because if you get the skinks, I'm in trouble.
If you catch the skinks, then that's 4 break.
I love these. I very rarely lose games with lizardmen.
Yep.
Because they're so strong. If you can get them in terrain, they're horrific.
Yep.
And then we've got 2 builds of Empire.
Yep.
So we've got the first build is the Twin Link Steampunk build that I played against you.
Yep,
although we were playing the rules wrong. So,
okay, go on. What were they wrong?
Because we were saying it couldn't get pushed back.
Yeah.
And we got chastised by the superiors.
Oh, what, in combat?
In combat. They can get pushed back.
Okay,
So if you stick stuff behind them and kill them with the old eagles around the back.
Yeah. Oh, routine. Yeah, that's tactics. Good. Yeah, go on.
Well, especially as you don't have to kill it, do you? You just have to beat it in combat.
Just have to push it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 4 halberdiers, 4 crossbowmen, because you've got to have them. 4 knights, 2 pistoliers, 2 hellblasters, 2 cannon.
Yeah,
that's the pain. That's why I'm playing it. That brigade of 4, 2 steam tanks, and then we have a general, a hero on a griffin with a sword, 2 wizards, 1 with a ring of magic, 1 with a scroll of dispelling, and a 5-point sword. I think I've stuck it on a general.
Breakpoint?
10.
10.
Low for Empire.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think the 2 steam tanks is pushing it really now. I don't think they do as much as I imagined they did.
Yep.
And then this is the probable build. So we've got 4 halberdiers, 4 crossbowmen, and 2 flagellants. Yep. The problem is where the flagellants live.
Yeah.
So I'll probably have to fire off 2 of the crossbowmen and put crossbowmen with flagellants behind and then halberdiers in a brigade of 4.
Right.
Or maybe I'll have to jetson off 2 crossbowmen somehow to fit the flagellants in. Where do you put your flagellants?
My flagellants are the second wave to handgunners.
In a separate brigade?
In a separate brigade.
Paul's got hiccups. You may or may not know.
Yep.
Then we have 4 knights, 2 pistoliers. We have the cannon and hellbuster brigades, so 2 of each of them. 1 steam tank. And then I think the hero build is virtually identical. So 2 wizards, ring of magic, scroll of dispelling. We have a hero on a griffin with a sword of fate and a general. Break 11.
Nice.
So it'll be one of those 4 lists. Let's see if I can withhold.
Is there something you need to borrow off me?
No. I was doing a super extreme halberdier list.
Right, okay.
Lord of the chaff. I was going to have 12 halberdiers.
Oh, right, okay.
And 4 crossbowmen, so 4 brigades.
Because you need... I guess you would want it painted.
Yeah. No, it was... I want quality infantry is what I really want.
Okay, right.
I don't really want halberdiers, but that's all they can have, isn't it?
All right. So, and what do you expect? How well are you expecting to do?
We're expecting to win, sir.
Right. Okay. Like that, is it?
The only danger is that, Janners and Jim and somebody else have to make up a team, and then that might be quite hard to.
Then we go like all-star team.
As long as Janus is a spare player, there's a chance.
Give him halflings to use. Like, or something.
Halflings? There isn't even a halfling list, is there?
Maybe you could make that. Some way. Yeah.
You could make that next year.
The Janus list. And be like, this only Janus can play. Oh, actually, the general will call it Alex Janaway. And it's like, only Janus can use it. What has he got? Command 7?
Hot pot. You can have a hot pot. You can have, like, trolls, but they might eat you.
Yeah.
Eat your hobbits.
Yeah.
You got the always hungry roll.
Always hungry roll. Yeah, oh, that would be quite fun to make, actually. And then see if he could actually win with it. I bet he would.
I bet he would, the bastard. So, yeah. Right, so that's my team.
Yep.
Potentially the teams might get messed about with, depending on the number of players. Yeah,
I mean, like, as I said before in the last podcast, is that it's set numbers, and provided all those people turn up, then it's fine. But they might not, and some people might be coming there not actually in a team and need to be fitted in. So... We were looking at
It's like The Apprentice. We can interview them and say...
interview them? Oh, my God, how hard is this? Like,
you're playing an evil list. You can't come with us. We're good.
Okay.
So you're playing good. And the Padawans.
Paul and the Padawans over
so
here.
So if we're not the Kingdom of Men, because I'm playing something not men, we'll be Dad's Army.
Dad's Army. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Your dad. Yeah, all right. So Paul and the Padawans over here.
Mr. Ego.
Yeah, they are.
So you're lending them all an army, yeah?
We have the classic combination of high elves, dwarves, and I would like to be empire. So that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to use...
Highs and dwarves? What is it?
It's the classic, like, you know, forces of good
leadership
against...
10.
Need all the help they can get.
If there was a third good army with leadership 10, that would be the third one.
That would be the third one. We'd just be like, you know, come on, 10.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to use... This Empire list, which I've used before, you know, against you.
Is this your stock list? That doesn't have a fighty hero?
No, doesn't have a fighty hero. So, 6 halberdiers with 2 handgunners and 3 crossbowmen. 2 flagellants with 4 skirmishers. Then 3 knights, 2 pistoliers, a hellblaster, 2 cannons, 1 steam tank, 1 general, 1 hero, 2 wizards, a ring of magic with 30, and a breakpoint 11. The only thing it doesn't have, as I said, is a hero griffin.
And you only have 1 hero, I think.
Only 1 hero, yep. 1 gem and 1 hero, 2 wizards.
So the wizards do well, but can you talk about your brigading?
Yeah, of course I can. So the reason this list is the build it is over what I've used before in Empire is that I want to use the skirmisher brigade.
Halberdiers.
4 units of halberdiers with 4 skirmishers in front. I think that's a very good brigade. You know, it's not meta-breaking, but it's not like... Because of the amount of wounds it can put down, and you know, it will stop something that charges it. Like, I don't think there's something that can kill it off in 2 rounds of combat. Maybe.
Oh, elephants.
Yeah, elephants.
2 units of elephants in the Mui.
And then, so that's 4 of the halberdiers. Then 2 halberdiers and 2 and 2 crossbowmen make 1 brigade. 2 flagellants and the 2 handgunners make another brigade. The last unit of crossbowmen goes with the hellblaster and cannons because I like to have some infantry with an artillery brigade. I just do. And then I've got an attacky brigade of 3 knights. That will be my bullets. 2 units of pistoliers, which will be for scouting and, you know, situational use. And then my collection, a steam tank, because I want to use a steam tank because, you know, I like them a lot. And then my collection of characters, but it doesn't have the, sadly, the... eagle. That's the only thing I would like to find, but there isn't. My brigades are set. If I drop something, then I'd have to. I mean, like, you could drop a unit of knights to have put a griffin in there, as you only have 2 knights units. But then
how many knights? You've only got 3.
You've got 3.
Oh man, I don't even like running with 3. I like a full brigade of knights.
It's not a full brigade, but it's the way the points are. I've worked out for me.
And 1 steam tank. I think I always take a steam tank. I don't know if I said it, but my Empire list has got 1 steam tank in the final one.
Yeah.
Because they're worth taking now. 1. Because if you got, like, we don't play Wood Elves, but God forbid you were playing Wood Elves, then at least let them shoot that.
Yeah. I enjoy that.
Because they'll probably kill it eventually, though.
No, because if it went, it'd be an interesting combination to see if the steam tank survives a round of fire from your high elf, like, artillery brigade. Like, that'd be interesting. Can you do 4 wounds to it overshooting?
Don't know. It's defended, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of arrows. It's a lot of arrows coming in.
I mean, the non-tournament high elf, maybe.
Yeah.
Hitting
maybe.
On threes, go to hitting on fours.
Yep.
But obviously, cannon. Mm-hmm. Just that's what you dread.
Yep.
Can't go at the front against cannon. Just there you go. No. Go delete that. Boom. Go on. Bye.
Exactly. Bye, so, the reason is that I don't want to. You know, this is an army I'd like to use. I can't use Skaven or Vampire Counts because my coalition
is good.
My Padawans are good. So this is an army, an interesting Empire list to I would like to run. I haven't run it at a tournament, and obviously my place in the team is I'm the shark. I've got to take on the best player or in the other team,
big boy,
and then feed my Padawans to the other players. And I'll
so you take Janus. And
I would take
feed
Janus.
Your Padawans
I would take
to Jim and Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be like, watch out for Jim doing this and watch out for Jeff doing that. and go on. if Jeff's using goblins, I'd put the high... Yeah, he could play high elves. Oh, no, they don't fear goblins
anymore.
He's still going to play them anyway.
It's too horrible.
Yeah. It's too harsh.
they don't need any more madness.
So there we go. I could do... other armies for it. I could do Dogs of War. What else could I do? I've lent my High Elves. I could actually do... We could have a combination of High Elves, Dwarves, and Dwarves.
Because Dogs of War, they need some love.
Yeah, they need some love.
Because, you can get some heavier infantry. Mm. But the what do they call them? Light Cav?
Yeah.
They're only armor 6.
Yep.
They're like... Reavers with 15 centimeters shooting,
aren't
they?
They're like
light cavalry. They've still got the 15 centimeter all the way around.
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like him. Mm-hmm. Me no likey.
I think so. So I'm not expecting our team won't win. I'm not expecting that. But
you won't win with leadership 9. The two leadership 10s.
But I'm more looking to the singles tournament in November over what I'd be using for that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mercs, allies. Have you decided?
No, I probably won't use an ally. I don't know.
You haven't read it, have you?
I had to reread it again.
So allies are you pick 1,000-point force from one army and 1,000-point force from another and have two like leadership structures.
Yeah, and what individually they can break.
Yeah, and mercs, you have full composition from one army, but you only have 1,500 points. So dwarves can have two cannons.
Yep.
And then 500 points picked from another army that will ally, but... they got some crazy rules.
Yeah, and
they can't have like monsters. Can't have artillery. Can't have magic users. Can't have anti magic users. And if you blunder, even with your general, because I tried to do that because I thought, well, I'll just only order him with my general. Then he can't blunder, can he? But even if the general rolls double six, they can potentially leave the table and are dead.
Yeah,
they can go to the other side. Oh, and
fight. Even better!
Imagine that. It's in my lines, mate. You take control of them.
Yeah.
Initiative charge into my flank. Oh my god!
So what? Then do they suddenly count as a bonuses to your break, or do they just? Are they deleted from the enemy's break point, and that's it?
I'd have to read. I think they probably would just.
It's pretty situational, but like what?
Well,
does
it's a 1 in 6 chance.
Yeah.
If you blunder, so they become your property. Yeah. So your break would increase by 2, and my break would decrease by 2. But I don't think the units that count as destroyed.
The whole lot turns traitor, or just what you ordered?
Yeah, well, if you order a brigade,
because
you have to bring something to order it with, or otherwise it's -1.
Ooh.
And the hero goes.
Yeah, of course he does. Turn traitor.
So the hero and the whole brigade goes, potentially. So I was toying with the idea of getting like an ogre brigade and putting that with Empire, because Empire miss heavy stuff.
I think the individual armies... will crumble over a full 2,000 point list. Like if I was playing against that, you'd just smash them in pieces.
Yeah, but I think there's way. I look at the allies because if you could get like the what you don't want is losing a unit of cannon. So maybe ally Empire and Dwarf. Then you got two units of dwarf cannon.
Yeah.
You got a Hellblaster. You got a Flame Belcher.
Yeah.
You got hard nosed Dwarf infantry.
Yeah.
You got some shit Empire infantry, but then you got cavalry.
Yeah.
You got leadership 10 general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two generals. You obviously can't have any heroes and stuff, really, because you've already got two generals.
I think the thing is, like with myself, it's like it's an interesting idea to as an event, but there's enough. I've got enough finished armies I want to use individually. Like, I'll have another look at it after this this event on the Saturday. I'll have another look at it.
We've only got a couple of weeks, I think, till this.
Yeah, sadly. So, and I just, it's... because I'd like to use Tomb Kings. I'd like to use Vampire Counts.
You'd use them together.
Tomb Kings and Vampire Counts.
Yeah.
Right. I just go for how much in.
No, because you got the weaknesses of the Tomb Kings are they don't have the quality infantry, yeah, and they don't have the Van Hell's Dance Macabre. And the weaknesses of your Vampire Counts is they don't have the chariots and they don't have all the magic. You smash them together. 1,000 points of each.
Or why not just take as much undead as I can?
Okay. That too.
Yeah, anyway, that too. So we'll look, I will address that closer to the event.
Okay.
You know, size up. Because also there's a Skaven I'd like to use. I've gotten some more Skaven done since the last event, and I'd like to use a list of Skaven.
Yeah. So I'll try and take the old digital recorder around and try and get some audio from Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'll be doing YouTube or anything. And then next week we'll be reviewing what happened at the weekend.
Yep.
Hopefully the tournament's not destroyed by terrain. Hopefully you keep the terrain under control, guys, this weekend. Yeah. But it's not our event, so although we can carp about it, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. But it did cause a couple of people to quit the game.
No, yeah.
The last tournament for the lack of clocks and the terrain. So hey ho. What's next on our list?
It says teams list rules.
Oh, we've done that. Teams list rules.
So Warmaster Revolution Committee and Blackgate Miniatures updates.
Okay, so we'll probably kick that to next week. The Blackgate I've already talked about a little bit. Unfortunately, my sculptor had a window that it was agreed that would have dealt with the amount of stuff. If the Kickstarter hadn't gone mad, the Kickstarter went mad, it grew the window. So he's now trying to fit me in between other jobs, but unfortunately he's ill as well, so that...
Ooh, and woe is me.
Woe is me. I can't do it until I have it. Once I have it, I will do it, and it will be done as quickly as I can. But I won't rush it so much that it comes out the quality shit.
Oh, no.
There's no point,
no,
is there?
No,
yeah, yeah. So it's like everything's done by hand, and it's checked by me personally, it's packed by me personally, so yeah. He writes the song, he sings the song. all that. So, that's Blackgate Miniatures update. Rid's painted some stuff.
Yeah.
I'll put some pictures up of that this week, hopefully. Yep. Or early next week at worst. If you haven't sent in there are about five or six people who haven't sent in backer survey things. It'd be nice if we get them in.
Yep.
At some point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's next on the list, fella?
It just says next time we'll master podcast.
It's going to be a review.
Yeah,
of the
tournament that we played,
which Paul and the Panawans win.
No,
Dad's army come last.
Hopefully, I win two games. I personally, I'd like to win two games.
You were swinging for the hills last time.
I was
you?
Undefeated last time, and I got second place. I got second place. Yeah, but hopefully, I can. It'll be fun. I'd like to see how the team when we like paired up that team versus that team. I'd like to see how the who plays who goes down. That'd be quite funny.
Yeah, I mean, the team events are always funny.
Like, do you pick a player, then we choose the opponent, vice versa, or how does it work? Yeah. We'll find that out. Fight.
Fight. Right, so that was Warmaster Podcast.
Episode 74.
74. With Paul and Barry.
Yep.
About the Tri-Wiz. And we'll give next week will be the Tri-Wiz review.
Indeed.
So it's a good night from me.
Good night from me.
And good night from him. Good night.
Would you like to know more?